Amen. We praise you, Lord. We praise you this morning, Lord. Thank you. Many are bitter in their fight for truth for so long. They fought so much for the letter of the word, and they could not move on. But after our fighting was finished, no bitterness in us can be found. It's only the sweetness of the Spirit in us, the wife of the Lamb. After our fighting was finished, we claim sweet victory. After our fighting was finished, we laid our cross down and put on our crown. Now we're rejoicing as the glorified wife of the Lamb. Oh, after our fighting was finished, we claim sweet victory. After our fighting was finished, we laid our cross down and put on our crown. Now we're rejoicing as a glorified wife of the Lamb. Thank you so much, Lord, for our garment of fine linen, clean and white. Now we no longer have to fight, and we are filled with a joy, a pure delight, as we were made your glorified wife. After our fighting was finished, we claim sweet victory. After our fighting was finished, we laid our cross down and put on our crown. Now we're rejoicing as the glorified wife of the Lamb. Oh, after our fighting was finished, we claim sweet victory. After our fighting was finished, we laid our cross down and put on our crown. Now we're rejoicing as the glorified wife of the Lamb. Thank you so much, Lord, for our garment of fine linen, clean and white. Now we no longer have to fight, and we are filled with a joy, a pure delight, as we were made your glorified wife. Oh, after our fighting was finished, we claim sweet victory. After our fighting was finished, we laid our cross down and put on our crown. Now we're rejoicing as the glorified wife of the Lamb. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. All right. Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Thank you for that wonderful song, Barbara. Amen. Praise God. Yes, we thank you, Lord. Amen. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Lord. Praise God. Amen. All right, it's time now. Just get right into the Word. Amen. And just see where the Lord leads us today. We thank God for the living Word of God. Amen. There's a letter of the word. Amen. And we know the letter of the word is a permanent record. And the spoken word is present tense word. And we put it in print, and then it's a present tense word also. Praise the Lord. So we just praise the God and thank him for the wonders that he has performed. And when we talk about the wonders that he has performed, then we begin to think about the great things that the Lord has done, and how that over the years how that God has gave us a message, And he's just kept us moving forward in the things that he has for us. And it all started not from a denomination or not from something following any certain individual or any certain thing like that, but it's been a thing that God has did, and he's still doing it, and it's wonderful. Praise the Lord. So today we're going to take a little thought today. We'll probably use this title at least to begin with, and we might add to at the end, or may make adjustment on it. But the wife's message has no death in it. Amen. And I want to use for a beginning scripture, 1 Corinthians 15 and 26. And it says, the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. And I want you to notice there, it's not the last enemy that shall be conquered, it's the last enemy that shall be destroyed. Amen. Death will absolutely be completely destroyed as though it never was in the beginning. Amen. Because death came because of sin. And death took on its own life, and it has a claim on all humanity until a greater law comes and overrides it. Amen. And there's a greater law, and that's the law of life. It's the greatest law that there is. And the Word of God talks about the Son. He that has the Son has life. Amen. And so we begin to look at this today, and we see the world coming to an end as we know it. Amen. And the world is going to be pretty much depopulated in the next few years, including there going to be an earthquake, the great earthquake, which will be so great, it hadn't been anything like it since the world, since man been upon the face of the earth, see? Amen. And when we see that, we see the what follows, the earth will toss and tumble this time. It'll be like a drunk man, the Bible says. Amen. We had that scripture sometime back, the earth will be like a drunk man. But when God gets through shaking it, and the earthquakes and the destructions and all the things that'll take place, the earth will sit back up like it on its axis, and it'll be 30 days per month, and the weather will be right, and everything, and then it'll go into a period called the millennium. And coming up to the beginning of the millennia, the Word says that man will be more precious than pure gold. In other words, you can't hardly find any survivor. But there will be. There will be enough survivors. The Lord will gather men from the different countries and so on. And they'll be before him as a shepherd separate the sheep from the goat. And the goat people, they will be destroyed right on the spot. But those that are sheep people has the nature, believe in God's moral law and all these things. They'll go into the millennia to repopulate the earth. And there'll be 1,000 years for that to take place. And during this 1,000 years, death, the devil's putting in prison, and so is death. And death will only be used as God permits for those that will not go by the law of God during the millennial period. Amen. So all this will take place then. At the end of that millennia, there will be a time that the devil's loose. Death will be turned loose again. and the whole thing will go into chaos, with the exception of the wife of the Lamb, that little area, amen, that God has chose. And in the little booklet we got coming out next, amen, we deal with that a little bit, show that that there'll be a time when the death, it'll all be destroyed and so on, and it'll be get to the place where, amen, at the end of the millennia there, amen, after death is loosed and so on, then the Bible says death and hell will be cast in the lake of fire, along with the devil, death and hell, all that'll be cast in the lake of fire. And then at that point in time, for the entire world I'm talking about here, for the entire world, the entire populace, amen, then death will be no more. And it'll be as though it never did exist to begin with. Amen. So that's just the years that lies ahead of us. And we see things now taking place, starting in that land of the Middle East. And we see that God, way back when he set and thought about how he's going to build the earth, how he's going to do it, and he placed different ones, different areas of the world, amen, but he chose one little spot, amen. And that's the spot that God chose for his throne. It'll be the throne of the Son throughout the millennium. That's Israel, that's Jerusalem. And during that millennia, there's where the king will sit on the throne, and his wife will be right there. Amen. And it's a spot that God chose. And then from there spring forth Revelation, from the word all the way through till we get down to the end of the whole thing. And we see how it all started. God began to reveal right there in Genesis to begin with, in that little spot. I noticed on they show in the map where Israel, the land that they have now, but they will have all that God gave them. But it's just a little spot. It was in red, you know. And there's where God began to reveal that them. He created them, you know, and male and female created him. And then he said he created them. And that them, that was God bringing part of himself into the picture, how that revelation began to spring forth. And this revelation started off, amen, in the spiritual realm, and it came over into the natural. But that them was all in Adam. Same as that them was all in Christ Jesus, or Jesus Christ, after he resurrected from the dead, came forth, he had glorified flesh and bone. And that glorified flesh and bone can't die. Amen. And death cannot have anything to do with it. So we begin to see that picture there, how that started off with create he them, right there in that little bitty spot. And then we come on, and that them was put in Adam. All that them was in Adam. And then God saw Adam was getting lonely, because when he created animal kingdom, he created male and female, and everything had a mate. But there was Adam without a mate. And then that's when God, he began to get lonely. And God said, I'll make you a helpmeet. You know, not a helpmate, a helpmeet. That word has the thing of being compatible with one another and so on like that. So he put Adam to sleep and took a rib and created a body for Eve, and she didn't look like Adam. And Adam didn't want her to look like him. Amen. Because he was the male and she was the female. See? And then when God created Eve, he took that feminine spirit from Adam, leaving Adam all male, and put that feminine part in Eve. And there was the king and queen, see? Glory to God. And so you bring that all the way through, how that God did these things. And death came in soon afterward, because Satan was allowed to roam the earth, because God wanted to, everyone to love him and appreciate him because they wanted to. And that's the great thing. That's the white, fine linen, clean white. We want to do what we're doing. We're not servants and made to do any certain thing, but it's just something in us that we just do what's within us, and that's to serve God and do his will, glorifying the Lord Jesus Christ. See? Amen. And that's when we preach the message concerning bearing a cross. There's one scripture, or maybe more than one, but it says, take up your cross and follow him. Well, that is for a certain time period we were doing that. But then it came time when he chose his wife and set up everything, that she laid down the cross and took on the crown. And that's the crown of life, see. And death cannot touch the crown of life. Glory to God. Amen. So she was dressed in fine linen, clean and white. Amen. While there is groups of Christianity and groups of people that will be dressed in white robes. Amen. And they're good people, fine people, and they wouldn't have on the white robes if they weren't. But the wife of the Lamb, she's bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. She's a very part of him. Glory to God. And death has no power over her, see. Glory to God. She's already took on the crown of life. And Paul said, there's laid up for me a crown of life. Amen. But not only for me, for those that love his appearing. Amen. And he has appeared. Glory to God. And now we, along with Paul, has got his crown of life along with all others. Amen. That's part of this wife of the Lamb. Amen. So this starts off way back like that, and it gets more glorious and more glorious and more glorious as we go along. Amen. As God reveals more and more, and to be sure that we understand it, God took and sent a message. Amen. And the message, it shows us forth the things that God had done and is doing. Amen. And it separates the wife of the Lamb from all of the Christianity. All of the Christianity is those that are of God. Of course, the Antichrist came in. Most of the system we see today is Antichrist system. But there's people there that's born of God that wants to do what's right, that love the Lord. Amen. But as far as seeing this in the message for the wife of the Lamb, it's not for them, so naturally they couldn't see a lot of the things. Amen. And I'm not saying you got to understand every jot nor tittle. It'll just be in you. You'll know it. You might not be able to explain it, and everybody's not supposed to explain it. Amen. But when we're talking to one another, echoing one another, I believe we have a message on that, echoing it to one another, we understand perfectly. Amen. Somebody might be sitting in or something and say, I don't quite understand that. Well, they'll understand. If they're of God, they'll understand what they need to understand. Yeah, yeah. If they're the wife, they'll see it clearly. Otherwise, of the Christianity in general, they will, if they're real Christians, they will be clothed in white robes. And that white robes, it's a people that can die or live. Fact is, in that great tribulation period, there will be a time when they will actually embrace death. Amen. That will be, that they overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb, the word of the testimony, and they love not their lives unto death. Amen. That's how they overcome. The devil say, I'm going to get you. There's a no, you can kill me, but you can't get me. Yeah. Amen. And many will be put to death via bloodbath of Christianity. Amen. While the wife of the Lamb, dressed in fine linen, she's already taken out. And she'll come back, and we And I say she, and then that she is we. Amen. So all this takes place, and we come back with him, and we rule and reign 1,000 years here. And you talk about a beautiful play. My, my, my. I've traveled much of the world today, and I've saw beauty so rich and rare. And there, my wife Barbara is showing me on the YouTube video about a place in Israel over there. And it's absolutely stunning, the garden, the flowers, and the way it is. It just takes your breath away. Amen. So all that's in the future. That'll take place in the millennia. The earth's going to be cleaned up, repopulated. But God has a people at that time that's been born and raised during this 1,000 years. And they don't die, see, because they have death is bound during that 1,000-year period with the devil. See, the devil's bound and cast in the lake of fire, and death is his buddy. Amen, we'll say. That's just giving some words there to get our mentality zeroed in on it. And then the devil will be loose, so will death, see. And it'll start the same old chaos that we see, maybe not to the extent we see it in the world today, but Satan will get a group of people together to go up and overthrow the kingdom of God. And when he does, amen, he gets his hordes together and start, and there'll be divine intervention. Fire from heaven will fall, amen, and they'll be devoured. They'll just melt away there, amen. Then they'll be tried. They will go before the great white throne judgment. Amen. Their spirits and those that are resurrected, the sea will give up the dead, and death and hell will give up the dead. Amen. And death and hell will give up the dead, and then they'll be cast into the lake of fire. And anything goes in the lake of fire never comes out, because the lake of fire is destroying them to make them as though they never were to begin with. Amen. So that's why. But there's a people today that God's revealing and making them they're actually born to be the wife of the Lamb. And they just come into a message, and when they hear it, it's that catches them. Amen. And you don't, a lot of people today, especially pastors, they'll be a lot of time fearful of someone stealing their sheep, you know. That's what they say, or something of that nature. Over the many, many years I've preached for them, and they'll tell me, this preacher came by and he tried to do this and tried to do that and so on. But the point being is, the wife of the Lamb, she's that to begin with, and she's not running after everything that make a noise. Glory to God, because she's founded in that word, and she stays right with that regardless. Amen. She knows there's a message that God sent for her to bring her to where we're at now. And the wife, death has no power over her at all. Over us. Amen. And the title that we used here, the wife's message has no death in it. See, when we talk about fine linen, clean and white, we eliminate death altogether in this group. See, in this group, only this group now. Amen. Now, those that has white robes on, glory to God, many times they will give their life for their stand and what they're doing willingly. Amen. But instead of giving our life, amen, we resisted death. Amen. We had a message that destroyed death for it. It has no effect on it. Amen. You pour death on it, it'll just run right off. It can't stick. Has no power. Amen. Glory to God. But only to the wife of the Lamb, because she is part of him. She's part of the Godhead. She was ordained that. And when I say she, I'm talking about us, the wife. The one that's dressed in fine linen, clean and white. Glory to God. And these here, death has no dominion whatsoever. Can't have no nothing to do with it. That's the only group now we want to bring this in. It says, last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. Amen. Death will be destroyed for this group, and death is destroyed for us, see, the wife of the Lamb. Amen. But then when it passes on to the other groups of Christianity, we get into the realm of white robes. Amen. And when we get into the realms of white robes, amen, they can give their life for the gospel or many things like that and put to death for it. And they love not their life unto death. In other words, they kind of relished the fact that they were going to die for the word. And you'll say, that's terrible, Brother Ben. Not if you look at it in the great tribulation, what they're going through and the shape the earth is in and everything. They're just, they'd rather give their life and go on. Amen. And when they'll be faced with accept the Antichrist and his system, or go with the Lord, amen, they will go with the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, and give their life willingly, amen. But thank God, here's the people, and Paul taught us the wife of the Lamb there, and it was in the virgin state then, but he said, rejoice, rejoice, I say unto you, rejoice always. So here's a time of rejoicing. Here's a time of making melody to the Lord. Here's a time as we see death passes away, glory to God, and has no power on us, amen. Glory to God. Then here we are today rejoicing in the Lord. Amen. We don't fear the future. Amen. Because we are the future. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. I'm talking in the realm of the wife now, not the world, not other Christianity, but in the realm of the wife of the Lamb. Glory to God, she's just rejoicing in the Lord, and she's not in any particular hurry to get out or whatever, I'm talking rapture, catching away. She just wants to obey God, and God has given her the word that she can enjoy the word, and he helped us. I remember, and you've heard the story, and we've got it on the books and tapes. Amen. How that we came out of the mountains up there, not knowing anything, not knowing how to spell her name, didn't know the ABCs. And I remember being able to count to 10, you know. That was a big achievement. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Amen. Well, came out of the mountain, long hair, overalls patched up, and all that. But God just started working on me. He was working on me all along, because when I was just a little fella, that's when I told my daddy I believed the Lord's called me to preach. He kind of pat me on the shoulder and said, "Well, son, if you're called to preach, I'll tell you what to do then." He said, "Go get you some preaching license and a necktie, and then go to it." You know, that was his. His saying that, I suppose it was halfway kidding me or something of that nature, because it probably weren't real serious about it. But over time, it has begun to grow and develop, and now there's a message going all over the world, and we're part of it. It's for the wife of the Lamb, but it also shows those that are not the wife of the Lamb, so we will have the right feeling towards them. Amen. We don't go fighting someone that don't see this exactly like we do, because they ain't supposed to. Amen. They got their place. Amen. Just as we got our place. Amen. And when they hear a gospel, many times the gospel they hear just fits them like a hand fits a glove. Amen. Well, our gospel fit us like a hand fit a tailor-made glove. Amen. It's right on the money, we'll say. Glory to God. So we're rejoicing in the Lord. We're praising God. And we're just marching forward with courage. Amen. And God's been giving us some message showing how Paul thanked God and took courage when he saw certain things going. Well, when I see the gospel in print like we see it now, glory to God, these books and tapes and so forth, and especially the books which we've gone over, and that's where the male and female part come in. My wife and I, and then Leah Frugie goes over. I'll preach the message. They'll take it off tape, and they'll begin to work on the language of it and the sentencing of it and so forth, like that. Each one got their own thing, and nobody told them to do it, and you better not tell them not to do it, because they'll do it anyway. Amen. Glory to God. So that's what God's doing in this hour. It's so great, and our courage is very, very high. Amen. Glory to God. To get discouraged, I don't know how to get discouraged. Amen. It's just like death. When all this has come to pass, see, there'll be no such thing as death. If the word death was ever mentioned, someone would say, what is that? What that word mean? Amen. I don't know what that word means. Amen. In eternity, it will not mean anything. It'll be taken from our memory, I suppose. Amen. And because the Bible said it won't come in the mind, so on like that. And I can see how that works. Glory to God. Some things in the past we have just forgot, and we don't know how it all works out. My wife's mother and father and brother passed away a couple of years ago, and all of them right there together. Well, they had previously made something to whatever they have, whatever they had left here, if they going for, it would come to Barbara and me, you know. And of course they weren't wealthy people, but anyway, we had to go through a lot of things getting everything ready and getting papers signed and so on like that, and took a good bit of time we wasted there. I guess we wasted that, I don't know. But to get everything right, and come find out, we had already, they'd already had something fixed up, and we signed it, and me and her, either one, don't remember the day signing that. Amen. So it just went from our memory. Amen. So there is certain things that can go from your memory when you don't, you just don't recall it anymore. Amen. That little cell that it was stored in our mind, amen, it somehow or another didn't take. We probably was praising God on a message or something, and it just didn't dawn on us. Amen. But anyway, it worked out all right. But the thing is, see, those things will not come into your mind. Amen. Much of amen. And that's the way God's getting it now. We, if something come in our mind that we don't want in our mind, then Paul says, cast down imagination. Amen. Bring your mind into captivity to the law of Christ. But our mind, it just seemed to, that's what our mind wants to do, so we don't have a lot of fighting to try to bring our mind in captivity. Amen. Because the song says, I'm a captive of love, you know. Amen. We love the Lord, appreciate the Lord, appreciate the word. So we just go forward without any regards too much to what tomorrow hold or what yesterday held. Amen. Because everything with God is now, present tense. And glory to God, today we're rejoicing in the Lord, present tense. Amen. I noticed this morning on the news there, weather that they expecting this, get some real bad weather down in this area. Amen. But I don't know. It's the last 3 or 4 years, they do that, and we made preparation, and it didn't even, it just kind of bypassed it. Strangely, it just bypassed it. Amen. We just rejoice in the Lord. So we got this great time before us, and the when you are clothed in fine linen, clean and white, that's what the wife is clothed in. Well, that erases the death sentence from our minds, see. Amen. Amen. We ain't concerning death, thinking concerning death too much, but the life, just that life, because Jesus said, I come that you have life and have it more abundantly, and we've received that abundance life, amen, and we found out as we went along, amen, that we were part of that Godhead, part of God, amen, because that's what Jesus was, the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and he took us as a wife, amen, and we just don't think too much about other things because there's life. Life, 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 life. Amen. Amen. That word death, see, it will be destroyed. Life will never be destroyed. That life that from God, amen, even the life that caused sinners to live. Amen. See, the Bible talks about the animals and all like that. They die and their spirit goes into the air and so on like that. But man dies irregardless, saved or lost. And the spirit that caused the limb to live, that spirit of life, it's not wasted. It goes back to God who gave it, the Bible said. And the spirit returned back to God who gave it, whether saved or lost, see. Amen. And not that the person, but because we have five senses to touch this body, see, hear, feel, taste, and all this. And and all those things, they'll be gone. They'll die with that body. Amen. But that spirit that caused that body to live, even if they were lost, the spirit that caused them to live is of God, and it'll go back to God who gave it, and they'll be as they've never been. It'll be as though they've never been. It'll be one of these days that it'll be as though the devil never had existed. Amen. It'll be as though no sinners ever existed. And any hard times we've had in life, it'll be as though it didn't exist. Amen. Amen. Don't come to our remembrance. Glory to God. So we're rejoicing in the Lord. And that's about the only thing we know is how to rejoice in the Lord and praise God. Thank you. Amen. Read the Word of God. Study the Word of God. And we're working on these books. And they're similar to what Paul wrote to the virgin in his day. Amen. Some of the things he wrote to the virgin may not apply to the wife. Amen. But there's a message that does apply to the wife all the way through. Glory to God. Amen. We certainly got a good foundation. Paul said, I laid the foundation. Amen. You know, that would be like on Israel there, the tribes, 12 tribes. The walls of that city is 12 foundations, named after the apostles. The gates are named after the patriarchs. That's bringing through time all. Amen. But Paul said, I laid the foundation. He laid the foundation for the wife of the Lamb. She was a virgin then. That virgin stood right on that foundation. And she went to the grave because of iniquity got in. Amen. And then here the Lord Jesus Christ came back. 1 Thessalonians 4:14 says God sent those spirits, amen, back. And now they're not spirits. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They're walking around living in glorified flesh and bone that can appear or disappear at will. And that's where the wife of the Lamb, right there at the edge of that, what we call rapture, translation, and so on like that. Glory to God. And then we'll be caught up while this earth goes into this great trouble, and we're so close to it. And if we really knew just the months or weeks or a year so forth, it would probably shock us to know that this thing's coming to an end that quickly. Amen. Amen. But us, we're eternal. Yeah. Amen. We're part of that word. We're glorified flesh and bone. We've been married to the Lord Jesus Christ, who is glorified flesh and bone, see. Yeah. Amen. He could appear. He appeared to those disciples on the way to Emmaus. Amen. And then disappeared, all of a sudden disappeared out of the midst. Then he appeared to 12. Amen. Some of the disciples. Amen. And they said, they were affrighted. They said, it's a spirit. Amen. Jesus said, does a spirit have flesh and bone? And Thomas said, now, I can't believe this. This is just too much for me. Now, I know we've seen a lot of things, but this is just too much for me. I can't believe it. Said, the only way I believe it, if I saw the scars in his hand and put my hands in the sides where the spear went, And the Lord was able, by such a transformation, to change for that moment, for that one person. Amen. If there's one, he ain't going to lose a one. Amen. Somebody talk about old Doubt and Thomas. Well, I'll tell you what, Thomas had more to preach and praise the Lord about than any of them. Even though he did that, it was in the will of God, and it gave Jesus Christ there in his glorified state a chance to demonstrate there, glory to God, and then he ate with them, and he ate fish and honey, and all of a sudden, where's he at? He's gone. Glory to God. Well, that's what we are today. We're the wife of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Clothed in fine linen, clean and white. Amen. While the whole world goes like it is, and while people pull their hair out because the trouble they see around, and the Bible says the sea will be roaring. Amen. It's already doing that. Waves coming down. Rogue waves, they call them. Amen. And that's only a little foretaste of what's going to be, but it'll come so much the cities be washed out in the ocean. Amen. Because God, when God get through with it, it's going to look a little different. Amen. And it's going to feel different because it's leaning backward now, and it's got strain upon everything. Amen. But we've found a way to overcome the strain.
Amen.
Amen. And that's the word, the message of the wife of the Lamb.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. We don't feel the strain of many of these things. We rejoice in the Lord knowing that God's going to make all things work for good to us because we love the Lord, see.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. If something seems to be going negative, amen. That's for a reason, too.
Right.
Glory to God. And Jesus had a lot of negative things maybe hit him along in life's way, but it don't even write about it.
Amen.
None of the writers, from about 12 years old to about 30 years, those are, they call them the silence years. Amen. Nobody knows. Well, a lot of things need to be silent. How many knows that?
Amen.
Amen. I preached a message one time, and it says something, I guess I quoted the scripture, confess your faults one to another, and so forth like that. And I found out I should have left that scripture alone because people begin to confess their faults, and it's faults they didn't even need to talk about.
Right.
Amen. So those things in God, they're all washed away. When we come to God, everything is washed away.
Amen.
Amen. Any wrongdoings and so on like that. And it's not so much that if you buy a car that you make payments on, or a house or something, that you shouldn't keep your payments up. Yes, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about something that would worry our soul or something. Amen. Well, the wife of the Lamb don't have any of these things worrying her soul. Amen. She goes right on, amen, glorifying God. And if she gets feeling like something may trouble her a little bit, she just get one of the books and open it and begin find the chapter that meets the need for that, or just start reading. And pretty soon she'll be rejoicing, praising God, or we will. Be rejoicing, praising God to the point that we don't even realize those. Hey, what was I supposed to be worried about? I was supposed to be worried about something. No, you weren't supposed to be worried about anything. Amen, because, amen, we laid our burden down. He said, cast the burden upon me. Amen. So we're not carrying a cross. We're wearing a crown. Amen. Those are the things. It's the way of the Lord for the wife of the Lamb.
Amen.
Glory to God. And we are the wife of the Lamb. We know the way of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Well, how can we know the way? Well, that's Jesus. He said, I am the way. Well, the wife now is part of that way. And she put forth some word. Glory to God for the wife members. Amen. Echo one to another.
Amen.
Amen. And those that are the part of the wife, glory to God, somehow or another they'll be brought to it.
Amen.
Now, I got several testimonies how that people heard about this and how they came to it. And it's, most of the time, it's a miracle how they even knew about the play, how they even knew about this message. Amen. So we're just praising God and going right along and doing the will of God. Hallelujah. And sometime we might say, how do we know? Let me get some water here. Amen. My mouth's getting dry. Sometimes people will be concerned about how do we know the will of God? What are we doing? What are we? Well, see, we walk in the will of God many times and don't even know we're walking in the will of God.
Right.
It's just in us, and we find ourselves doing certain things and come find out it's exactly the will of God. Amen. I can go back with my life story and bring it through. Amen. I'll have to say one thing. He doeth all things well. Amen. And Brother Brown said one time, said God specializes in taking nothing and making something out of it. That's what it says there in the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews there about the world. He created the world from nothing. Amen. That's what God can do. And so his will, we might want it spelled out like the ABCs or something. Amen. But we don't use that, usually don't happen. But the thing is, we find ourselves doing the will of God, not even know we're doing the will of God.
Amen.
Till we look back and say, why was this happen? Why was that? And you'll find out it was little guides, signposted, little signals along the way that's brought us right to where we're at today. Right before the rapturing, glory to God. And we see this thing taking place in Israel. This is one of the great signs of the end time.
Amen.
And you'll see miracle after miracle taking place here. Glory to God.
Amen.
To the point that Brother Jackson called it a miracle war.
Amen.
Well, it is a miracle war when you look at the whole world come against a little nation, and yet they're winning.
Hallelujah.
And yet they'll continue to win.
Amen.
And they'll wind up in their hands the deed for everything that God promised to Abraham, every foot of the land. See, God gave to Abraham his seed and even confirmed, I believe it was in Jacob, everywhere the sole of your feet touch, amen, that's your land, see. Amen. Other folks might have come in and took their, habitation there for a while. I can't think what to be a name I could use here, but they don't mean a thing. Look like Israel lost their land. Israel can't take the land. No, everywhere the sole of your feet touch. And he told them about the great river Euphrates there. That run right close to Baghdad there. Well, one of these days, all that will be in the bag for Israel.
Amen.
They don't need a deed other than the word of God. It's already wrote in the word of God. But they can hold that deed up and say, all this belongs to us. Here's the deed for while the wife is rejoicing in the Lord, receiving the benefit because she's part of that word, glorified flesh and bone.
Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. So the death sentence, amen, there's no death sentence for them. Why? See, fine linen takes the death sentence away. Amen. Then white robes are those that give their life willingly and for the things that rather than to compromise on the things they know, like the moral deal, everything, they won't compromise. They'll give their life, and they love not their lives unto death, and they were clothed in white robes and before the throne day and night, praising the Lord with palms in their hand. Amen. You talk about a happy group.
Amen.
Then you multiply that for the wife of the Lamb.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Amen.
So I'm going to close this out here. Amen.
Amen.
And sometimes somebody say, well, is that preaching or what? Well, it's just getting up, obeying God and talking to you. And I don't know what it is, but I know that it's the will of God, and that's all I know about it.
Amen.
Amen. That's all I need to know. Praise the Lord. So let's pray. Father, In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for your love and for all the good things you're doing, for leading us and for making things happen for us that, Lord, we didn't know should happen, and making it happen and then letting us see it all works for your glory and for our good. In the name of Jesus, we praise you and thank you. Amen. Amen. All right. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right. Amen. Amen. Bobby, you have nothing here? Glory to God. Amen. I tell you what, I'm about to get ready to shout here a little bit here. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah. A short work may the Lord on the earth now magnify. Behold, this twinkling of an eye is the same time. Glorified flesh and bones, your wife now shown, is the sweetest thing I've ever known. And I belong to you as your very own. And I love what you do for me, Lord. And I love what you do for me, Lord. You tell me I'm the one you adore. And my joy is even more as my heart soars. And I love what you do for me, Lord. And I love what you do for me, Lord. You tell me I'm the one you adore. And my joy is even more as my heart soars. And I love what you do for me, Lord. I sing praises to you, my Savior, Lord, Husband, and King. You wore a crown of thorns so I could wear this crown of a queen. In fine linen, clean and white, I'm adorned. Glorified flesh and bones, I've been reborn. To be with you forevermore. And I love what you do for me, Lord. And I love what you do for me, Lord. You tell me I'm the one you adore. And my joy is even more as my heart soars. And I love what you do for me, Lord. I sing praises to you, my Savior, Lord, Husband, and King. You wore a crown of thorns so I could wear this crown of a queen. In fine linen, clean and white, I'm adorned. Glorified flesh and bones, I've been reborn. To be with you forevermore. And I love what you do for me, Lord. And I love what you do for me, Lord. You tell me I'm the one you adore. And my joy is even more as my heart soars. And I love what you do for me. what you do for me, Lord. Oh, I love what you do for me, Lord. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen. 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 Do you love what he's doing for you? Amen. Glory to God. We love what he's doing, he's done, and what he's doing. Amen. And I can say this ahead of time. I love what he's going to do. Glory to God, because whatever falls my way, somehow or another, when it's all said and done, we can look back and say, thank you, Lord. You do it all things well. Amen. Praise God. So we love the Lord today. Appreciate him. Praise the Lord. Go ahead and praise him. Amen. Yes, praise the Lord. Amen. He's worthy of all praise. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Only recently that little word them on that, on the dealing with the creation of God, it just stood out so vividly. And of course, we brought in a good bit about them.
Amen.
Amen. Created he them, but yet it's just only one of them.
Yeah.
But that other part of that them was taken out of him and made Eve.
Yeah.
And the same thing with the Lord Jesus Christ when he was baptized, amen, by John. Glory to God. And the Bible says, the heavens opened, God said, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. And the Bible said, he giveth the Spirit without measure.
Amen.
Amen. He put that them in him. The male part of that them and the feminine part, glory to God. He brought it back when he brought the spirits of the saints. And we don't call them spirits as much anymore, because those spirits have took it. There's been a message. They came into a message and it gives them glorified flesh and bone. And that's what's taking place today.
Amen.
So we glorify God in all these things.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory
Amen.
To God. Thank you, Lord, for this
Amen.
Rain.
Thank you,
Amen.
Lord.
Holy Ghost rain.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Thank you,
Amen.
Lord.
Just show you how important this is.
Hallelujah.
The word, it was coming a storm here, and there was a lot of ice and sleet and so on like that, and the power was going off from other places. My wife, she went out on the porch and just spoke the word and says, said something of this nature, Lord, we just pray that you'll let this pass over us, and just so we can get the books ready. We about got a book ready here, and we just want to get ready. Wasn't that true? Amen. And would you like to tell about in closing this out?
Yeah,
amen. And all that. See, these things don't just have, it's for, everything's for a reason. We can look back and see and rejoice over them.
Amen. Yeah, I'll tell this, what the Lord did. We were all, Ben and Lee and I were finishing up a book, and it come a really bad ice storm. And, I mean, it was just ice storm, it was sleet, and it was just coming down, and it was just really bad, and they were saying just how bad it was going to be. And, well, I just really wanted to finish the book, and that's just, it was in my heart to just do it and get it, you know, over to the printers. And I was like, oh, no, here comes this ice storm. And I just went out on the porch to look, you know, just to look at what was going on and everything, and the sleet coming down, and I don't know. It just come over me to pray, and I just started praying. I told the Lord, you know, I was just talking to him, and I said, well, Joshua, you know, when he was in battle, you didn't let the sun come, you know, the sun didn't go down until he got through. You stayed the sun. And then in Elijah, he called for, you know, that it didn't rain, and so it didn't rain. And then he called for it to rain, and it rained. And I said, you did those things for them. And I said, Lord, I'm asking you, you know, not for us. We can do without the electricity, but I'm asking you for your word that we're working on. And I kid you not, this is the honest to goodness truth. I walked in the house, went back to the computer, started working again,
And my mother called about 10 minutes later, and this is right before she passed away. And she lives about, about 30 minutes from where we live. And she said, "You're not going to believe this, but the strangest thing just happened. There was just sleet and the worst ice storm down here, and all of a sudden the sun started coming out." And I said, "Mama, when was that?" And she said, about 10 minutes ago. And I said, "That was about the time I was on the porch praying." And then Ben and I went and looked outside, and here's the sun. It had quit sleeting. And then on the news, the next morning, it was the worst ice storm this state had ever seen. And everything around us, except for this little area from our place down to my mother's place, we didn't get it. And, it was just such a bad storm, and the electricity was out, and cars were piled up everywhere. But the Lord stayed that storm from us so that we could get that word done. And I praise him for that, and it really happened. And I just praise the Lord for the things he's done for us and the things he's doing. He stayed the hand of death. We have no fear of death. It's gone. It's gone. This message took it. And with the fine linen, clean and white, there's no death. There's no worry. Any of those things, it's gone because our fighting's over with. We don't have none of that. We're not trying to fight death because we've overcome it. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 Glory to God. I tell you what, we could accumulate testimonies one after another, and it would be unbelievable unless we believe the things of God.
Amen.
But it's so.
Amen.
It's so. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. One brother said to me, he sometime back said, "How do it feel, Brother Ben?" Said, "You came out of the mountain, no education or anything of that nature." And said, "Now you've been all across the world. The message has gone to many, many nations around the world. And all this, how does it feel? How does it make you feel?" Amen. I said, "Well, I just feel like God's in it, and whatever God's in, He'll make it work according to his glory." Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Amen.
I want to share with you a dream that Leah had, and we haven't told it. And it was just, I don't know, it's probably about a month ago, I guess. And we hadn't said anything about it, and I want to say something about it. But in her dream, her teacher back in high school came to her and said that the master editor was pleased with her work. And the master editor is the Lord Jesus Christ. And he was letting us know that he is pleased with these books and what we're doing with this word and everything, and taking the spoken word and putting it into written form. And it's just wonderful. When you read the books, it is so, it just flows. The revelation just flows, and it just shows. It's showing us. When you're reading those books, you're reading us, and there's no hard places. It's just all smoothness and just the flowing of the revelation coming out of us. And the Lord, he just gives us things even when we're working on the books, and just it's just wonderful. I just can't begin to tell you how wonderful it is. And I praise the Lord for giving that dream to Leah and the master editor, the Lord Jesus Christ. He's pleased with us. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. Praise the Lord. I tell you, I just appreciate those good things that the Lord doing. And and the story don't stop. It's just like the book of Acts. Of course, Barbara just reminded me here that Billy Ruggie had a dream. And he saw a little map. And in a certain place, and it had "them" wrote in white, very vivid letter. He was like in a plane or picked up or something. Amen. And I'll tell you what, sometime or another, we might do a book. I doubt we'll have time because we're getting out of here sometime soon. Amen. But it would be probably interesting to read. Go back and just get these things and put them in. And the things that happened, and how God gave dreams, and see the dream come to pass just exactly. And a dream interpreted or fulfilled is the same as prophecy.
Amen.
Amen. It just works. Amen. So we just see a lot of these things taking place, and we rejoice over them. So the only thing I can say, He doeth all things well. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. So we'll just consider ourselves dismissed, and we just praise God for all the good things He's doing. Amen.